everybody, and welcome to episode number 16 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host. Today, I am joined by Jessica Chobot.
Hello.
Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Megan Sullivan.
What?
And Dana Jungwort.
Hi.
Megan, you always have the greatest intro phrases. Before we get started, few art shout outs. We've been getting more and more awesome fan art. So this week, David Kirby, Jason Doss, and John Duong, apologies if I pronounced that wrong, sent us more awesome art, and all the art is up on our Facebook page.
And our wall, and it looks great.
Yes. So yeah, keep sending them. We'll keep posting them. So let's start off like we always do with what we're playing. Let's start.
Oh God, what am I playing?
Good question.
Actually, I haven't been playing at much of anything. I started playing Limbo. I don't think I got any further than what I mentioned
last week.
Mm-hmm. Last week, just because my mom's in town, and so I've been basically just hanging out with her. I mean, I guess I did get some hands-on demo of Harmonix's Dance
Central.
What is it?
Central.
Central. But don't talk about it very much.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say. It's very embargoed. But it was surprisingly a lot of fun. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I did.
So I am very much looking forward to that game because I can't dance.
I'm looking forward to it.
The illusion that
in
I
the
might
comfort
be able to
of
dance.
My own home, away from the eyes of others.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, and it
until
is a
I get super good, and then I'm gonna go out and just bust a move in front of everybody and be like, "Yeah, bitches."
I think we should. I was saying to Nicole that I think we should actually because it comes out. Does it come out at the beginning
it
of
comes,
November?
I think it's a Kinect launch game.
Yeah.
So it comes out when you Kinect. Yeah.
After it comes out, we should have everyone in edit be practicing and then have a dance-off at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
For sure.
That could work. That's a great idea. Or like just have dance-off between different divisions of IGN.
Yeah.
Like editorial versus sales.
Oh, we will totally
crush them. That would be nice.
I actually suggested to Kasson, right?
Kasson, the producer?
I always want to call him Kasson, not Kasson.
It's
but Kasson. It's
Kasson. Yeah.
I suggested to him, like, wouldn't it be awesome to do like a viral campaign where you train a bunch of people and like just randomly show up at like clubs?
Yeah.
And, like,
And
then
I love when they do that in movies and everybody just starts dancing and, you know, in harmony and you're like, no. That would never happen. But it could now.
Absolutely.
There we go. Okay. So anyway, that's what I think we should do with Dance Central for the IGN.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Sorry, holiday party.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Holiday.
What have you been playing, Christine?
I was on vacation last week.
Right.
So I played absolutely nothing.
You didn't bring anything with you?
No. And I mean, my parents don't really have consoles. And they have a Wii.
Okay.
And they have a PS3, but they don't have any games.
So you didn't bring a PS3
games
anything.
With you? No, I was spending time with my family and then
need game systems when I go.
And then I had the dogs. So I really, I wanted to snuggle cuz they're really soft and cuddly.
Yeah.
What kind of dogs?
Two huskies and a lab mix.
Wow.
And the lab mix is coming to San Francisco at some point.
For you to keep?
Yeah, he was my dog originally, but then I sort of had been moving around and wasn't able to keep him.
Yeah.
And
does he get along with Greg's dog?
Don't know.
Find out.
Hopefully. If not, I think Portillo will be eaten. Because Dodger's way bigger than him.
He does look like a little chicken nugget.
What I have found, though, is that the smaller dogs are the ones that...
He will just roll over and whatever, you know. He's totally a love bug. But, yeah, Portillo would be a lot... be the aggressive one versus Dodge. Yeah, he's not.
That's funny.
But now that I'm back, I'm playing World of Warcraft again.
Ah,
yes, I just made a troll. And I was a little annoyed because I'm like, I don't want to be ugly.
I know they are
ugly. But I made a decent looking one. She just looks kind of cool. She's got a giant like mohawk braid thing. And I don't know. I picked the only non-ugly face on the trolls.
Yeah.
So one.
When you play WoW, do you always play as female characters?
If I have a choice in a game, I will 99% of the time play as a female.
Yeah, me too.
The only game I ever have not was Dragon Age, where I played as a dude for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I think it was just I made him really hot, and I was like, ooh, I don't mind looking at this for 80 hours, so I'm just going to go ahead and go with it. I think that guys do the same thing. I know Geddes does it.
My
he likes playing as females, because like, I want to make a cute girl, and I want to look at her for however long I'm playing this game.
Yeah.
But yes. Okay. All right, that's my spiel. Megan.
I got to play a little bit of Deathsphink, which Ooh. I found hilarious. And I thought the writing was really good. And I like that you have all sorts of, sort of like a BioWare game, you have like branches of answers and questions that you can do. So I spent a ridiculous amount of time just going over and over the demo and being like, ooh, what happens if I say this? What happens if I say this? And so I definitely give that game a big thumbs up. And then I tried to play the, it was in the news about, there was an Atari 2600 make, quote unquote, of Halo.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that you can play it as a Flash game, but my computer didn't want to do that. So sadly, I haven't been able to play that, but I'm kind of looking forward to that.
You should ask Greg to borrow his copy. He's got one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or Craig, not Greg.
Sorry. Yeah, I was like,
Craig's got one.
I know Craig Harris has something.
But yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
How about you, Dana?
So I downloaded Limbo and started playing through that, and it is very enjoyable, but those spider legs are MFN creepy, creepy, creepy.
And the way that
they just, no. I just downloaded,
downloaded it
last night, but the way that they just go, it's just spike right through you, and then, sorry, you find that, that happens
early. I'm sure,
early,
yeah.
And often.
I haven't downloaded it yet. I'm looking forward to that game, though.
So that is cool. I've played a little more Red Dead, and I killed my first horse.
Yeah!
By riding off the edge of a cliff. And at first I thought we made it. Like, I was like, oh, sweet. And then
the horse died.
And then he just went, womp.
So your horse was your cushion.
Yes. The horse died. And then suddenly I had the option to skin my horse. I'm like, I guess he's not alive anymore.
I guess he is dead. Wow. Yeah. Somebody else wrote on my IGN wall that their horse just ran off a cliff by itself.
It tried to commit suicide.
Yeah, just decided to commit suicide and ran off the cliff. I was like, all right.
So for my horses are smart and Red Dead. Mine have not. It almost fell off, but it never quite. It was just.
Oh, I rode mine.
I've seen mine. I made mine sort of wandering dangerously close, and I was like, "What are you doing, Whistle? Get back here!"
Yeah. Well, mine wasn't like a cliff. It was more of. It wasn't like one of the big giant ones. It was a smaller one. So I thought maybe I could make it.
Could have made it. Yeah, but no.
But it turned out no. However, I totally spaced at first. I was like, oh crap, am I gonna have to run all the way back? And I was running for like 2 minutes
until you realized you could just whistle for another horse.
And it'll show up. And that worked, and that was awesome. It was gonna be a really long time to do that. And then I also downloaded Freedom Force, which is one of Irrational's early games. And I think it came out in 2002. It's on Steam. So I downloaded that. I actually meant to play that on vacation, but my laptop has Windows 7 on, and for some reason it doesn't work with Windows 7. Mm. Or I couldn't figure out what I needed to check and uncheck to make it work. But at home I have Vista, and it worked with Vista. So I started playing that again a little bit last night. And for those who haven't played it, I started playing it way back when it came out and then just never got around to finishing it. So it's pretty cool. It's like kind of tongue-in-cheek superhero-y sort of thing, but it's a strategy game, but it's nice because you can pause in the middle of the action and like then assign all your commands and everything. Mm-hmm. So if you're like me and you can't think quickly on your feet, which is why I always am really, really crappy at games like StarCraft 2, because I don't ever think fast enough. And then before I realize what I need to do, I'm dead. Mm-hmm. It's nice because you can stop and figure things out. So yeah. That's what I've been up to.
Cool. So this is Nicole. I have been playing more Lego Harry Potter.
Ooh.
I
need to get back to that.
Still tons of fun. I'm going to try to 100% it, which is a crazy task.
But I think I'm at 59%. Yeah. And
I just crossed the 50% threshold. When I finished the story mode, I was only at like 30%.
Yeah, that's always so... Yeah. It's sort of disheartening to me. Like when I'm like, all right, finish the story. I should, be somewhere close to 100%. And like, not even close. You didn't even make it halfway.
And the thing that's maddening about that game is there are things in the levels as you're playing through that you can't access.
You have to go back and play it multiple times with the other characters in order to do anything. And that
there are items in there that you have to have dark magic in order to get into. And I just unlocked
Who did you unlock?
Lucius Malfoy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I did someone that I didn't even remember his name. He's one of the...
They have a lot of random characters in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, ones that I don't, I mean, I've read the books. I've never actually seen any of the movies, but I read all the books. I read 7 right when it came out, and I haven't read any of them since then. And I have crap memory for that sort of stuff. So yeah, like I'm unlocking these characters. I'm like, I don't know who this is.
I think some of them are just, I mean,
yeah.
Throw, you know, a one dart on the wall and yeah. then, you yeah. know, they get in.
I've remembered most of them, except for there's been some random students from the other houses, not Gryffindor or Slytherin, that have been like...
And not Cedric Diggory.
I know. Yeah. You're like, does anyone care about anyone in or Hufflepuff Cho. Or Ravenclaw? I don't think so.
But apparently we should, because you can't get into their house unless you look like them.
So, that's true.
And that's the other thing. It's very hard to tell... which is which, because it's little badge on it.
And it would be nice if they made it a little more obvious. This sparks something else, because now we're talking about Harry Potter. So reading the news today, my phone, it's too big of a download. I can't do it over wireless. I have to plug it into my computer Wi-Fi. At home.
You could download it on Wi-Fi.
It won't let. It says it's too big. It says
Wi-Fi though. You can download.
Really?
Yeah. If you just get onto the Wi-Fi network.
My iPhone's dumb. Anyways, it's like a dueling game essentially.
Yeah.
I think it's just called Harry Potter Spells. Now there's a free one, but you can buy the premium pack, or you can just buy Harry Potter Spells, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was totally creepy because you can Avada Kedavra someone.
I know.
And I was like. What?
You can what?
It's the killing
curse?
That's
the death spell.
It's the Curcio curse.
And I just was a little bit, okay, that's kind of weird that they're... And they treat it so lightly. And they do. And in the press release, it was like, Avada Kedavra, which just it defeats your opponent instantly. Oh. And I'm like, by killing them.
Yeah.
I just thought it was totally weird. And then they also had a...
It would be awesome if that actually went to the other person's iPhone.
They had Sectum Sempere, which was like the one that totally bloodied up Malfoy.
Oh, dear Lord, you are a nerd. And oh my God, I can't believe you know
still,
these.
Yeah. It was weird to me. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I'd ever want to do that to one of my friends, but okay. I get that Levi was making fun of me. He's like, it's not real. Like, obviously, it's not going to kill my friends, but it's still strange that I'd be like, Avada Kedavra.
Yeah.
Oh, you're dead.
Yeah, right.
Aww.
So weird. What else? Oh, we went to Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
We went and played the Xbox Live version. Very, very cool. The multiplayer is pretty sweet. Yep. They have both co-op and competitive. So, yes, you can play as zombies.
Nicole beat me. I played as the zombies, and Nicole beat me.
But you had a lot to drink.
I had quite a bit to drink at that point. I had a couple drinks before I got
to
the event, and
then
I
would look good on my house
and got a thing. But yeah,
it was super fun. The event was super fun. They had people dressed up like the plants and the zombies, and they did a little dance to the ending song.
Was that similar to the one where you at the IGN party at E3? We had the Plants versus Zombies.
Yes, they did have
there.
The Plants versus Plants versus Zombies dancers. And they also had the guy who is Crazy Dave.
Yes.
Who's Crazy Dave?
Have you
played Plants versus Zombies?
He's the guy with the pot on his head.
I'm Crazy Dave!
I didn't realize his name was Crazy Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was there too, which was really cool. So that's coming out...
early September.
Yeah. So, you should definitely check that out when it comes out. That was super fun. That's what we've been playing. So now we are going to segue into a topic of the week. There was an article posted today on Gama Sutra, which, if you're not familiar with that site, is basically a game industry news site that's really targeted at the development community as opposed to consumers. And there was an article posted today by Lee Alexander, who is a fairly prominent female games journalist, talking about how supposedly, there is this stance at Activision where they don't want to make any games with female leads in them because they don't sell. All of her sources that she's quoted here are anonymous, the ones that said anything bad about Activision, which, you know, I can understand. Yeah.
Don't want Bobby coming after you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Activision's, you know, official response obviously was that they don't really do that, and, you know, it's not...
We're cool. really nice, and we play fair, and we love games.
Well, you know, the thing... I have a little bit of an issue with this article because having come from the development side of things, mm-hmm. everything that she kind of quotes in here as, you know, happening, like there was this team that had this really cool game that they wanted to make and Activision came in and said, let's make it a true crime game instead and blah, blah, blah. That stuff happens all the time at every company. It's easier to sell a game if it has a license attached to it.
Mm. True.
All the big publishers, I shouldn't say every company, all the big publishers will do that. And coming from an independent developer, when people were coming up with ideas, it was always, what kind of license could we slap on that because it'll make it easier for us to sell it.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go then.
So, but didn't they, I mean, I think the whole point was that they changed the whole game though.
Yeah, I mean, but again,
the heart of the game. Yeah.
And that doesn't just happen in the game industry. I mean, that happens with movies too. It's like you look at any...
Yeah, but they're all crappy.
I'm not saying they're not crappy.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm just
not saying that.
Okay, I thought you were trying. No.
I'm not defending like this is the way that it should be. Like that sucks when companies come in and do that. But
and that making up a licensed crappy game is more profitable than a good original game.
But, I just think this. I mean, it's obviously very easy to rag on Activision, especially after everything that's been happening.
Right. Yeah.
But I sort of want them to get ragged on. I kind of don't like them right now.
Well, yeah. I don't. I will say that I don't love their games. I mean, it's
like,
yeah, I look at
their
game lineup and it seems pretty cynical. It's like, oh, look at that, another guitar,
another
hero,
two, another
DJ
three,
hero,
another four,
another
five.
Yeah, well, I think that like that is the problem of why they don't have female leads more than they specifically don't want female leads.
But they're just regurgitating.
They're just regurgitating things, and they're scared to take risks.
Yeah.
Which I can also understand from a business perspective. They are a publicly traded company, which means that they are beholden to their shareholders, which means they are beholden to profits. So
I get that. But at some point, like you can see with the Guitar Hero games, people aren't going to buy it anymore.
Right.
Like, there's going to be too much of
happening.
It. Yeah, and yeah, exactly. So I'm looking forward to seeing how Activision copes with that versus just spitting out more of the same crap.
Yeah.
Well, they've definitely are coming. It seems coming to the end of like the ride that they've been on. Because you're
Guitar Hero
has tanked. Like DJ Hero,
they've already peaked. You know,
yeah.
The first, it's only going down from here.
Like I can't imagine that DJ Hero 2 is going to sell all that much more than DJ Hero 1 did. I mean,
I don't
like,
think people are as interested.
Who? And I cannot believe that they are making another Tony Hawk game for that stupid skateboard.
Oh God! Yeah. I mean, I guess they made it the peripheral, so they're like, well, we have to make more games to support it.
Maybe
it actually did sell enough to warrant a sequel.
It didn't sell that well, from
what
I remember.
But it doesn't take a whole lot for them to, you know, to make a profit.
On a shitty game?
Because
it doesn't take that much to develop it? Snap!
Yes, exactly.
I just remember that...
Well, that's the truth.
I mean,
that's what they're going to look at, is what they spent on it versus
what
it has brought in. So,
mm-hmm.
I just remember that they sent over so many copies of that Tony Hawk game into the office, and we couldn't give them away among the editors. I mean, there were just stacks of them sitting around. It was like, it's okay, you can have it.
No, I don't want to ride a skateboard in my living room without wheels.
Poor Tony Hawk.
Because I would so hurt myself.
I know. I almost did fall on that board.
Maybe that's how we could get a female game character, is if we pitch it with like a plastic bra.
Oh. A plastic gun bra?
Yes.
Oh. Like you are.
Shoot
powers.
With your boob.
Yeah, I was
like
the button. Pew, 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 pew.
Christine, sorry. You are a genius.
Yeah.
Gun
and
bra
there
for
you go,
the win.
For all the listeners who have
what
been,
is it? Austin
been
Powers.
Complaining that we are not talking about boobs enough. There you go.
Wasn't it an Austin Powers?
Yes,
with the
Austin
Powers. Yeah, the Fembots?
The
Fembots. Fembot game.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Bring back Austin Powers.
Yes. I would so pay money to see our male coworkers wearing that bra while they play the game.
Oh God, that'd be amazing. Yeah. You're like,
would
sorry,
you
I'm not revealing it. You are.
Yeah.
Put on the bra, mister.
Yeah. Who would be your person of choice to review that one?
Oh, who would I want to be wearing that most? Arthur would be pretty good.
Eric or Charles would be good too.
Charles would.
Charles is so sweet.
I know.
He's so dry humorish though.
The look on his face would be the best.
That is true. He would have a very good facial expression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, anything with this article, I don't know. I feel like she's reaching a little bit, trying to make the argument that it's just about.
Here's the thing. I would say this is not a problem that's unique to Activision. It's not a problem that's unique to the game industry. And I also feel like because a lot is made in there of the fact that they, like, that this is all happening because they market test the crap out of everything. And I'm like,
so does everybody.
And also a lot of other problems. I feel like their games have a lot of other problems as a result of all that market testing, in addition to, you know, beyond just, oh, it's only dudes as action heroes. But
yeah,
dudes as action heroes is, I mean,
at the end of the day, it's still what sells. I mean,
yeah, if you don't have a good game, it doesn't matter who
the lead is.
Right, yeah.
And
you need a good story. You need a good
I would also love to see stats of, you know, games for it. Because there just aren't that many female. I would love to see stats of female-led action games versus other ones before I run around.
Although it's interesting because if you look at the boards and all the comments, half the comments are really thoughtful. And the other half is like, well, I would never play a female lead anyway. And it seems like men are a little more threatened. I mean, women just sort of have to
resign in the United
themselves.
States, I would say American men. American men. You go to Japan, you're going to have a very different...
Even Europe,
stuff.
Too,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Even Europe, yeah. I mean, dating games are huge in Japan, but they don't make it over here because...
Sure. Mm-hmm. So if I could then just sort of redirect that and just say American males, because, you know, America's a huge country and we sell a lot of games, and it's always a sort of hoorah kind of, you know, kind of army mentality. By the way, I do want to say hello to our armed forces around the world, because you guys are awesome. But I do think that there is this... this sort of insecurity, like, gee, if I play a female character, you know, and so my girlfriend comes in and watches me playing, you know, Faith or, you know, even Samus, it's somehow threatening.
Nariko. Well, Faith, you could barely tell it was a girl. It's from first person.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's
or
a lot of
Samus.
Or Samus, yeah. Okay, all of them are hidden.
Lara
Croft,
Bayonetta.
Yeah, Lara Croft is a better example with the big boobs.
Yeah, but
they're not so big anymore.
No, she's gotten a reduction.
Yeah. Yes. Good for her, because I'm sure her back was hurting.
Yes. Seriously,
especially
what kind of sports bra did she
have
to wear?
Swinging around.
Oh,
ow!
They helped her at the water levels.
No, because if you have to dive, it's like no, I can't get down there.
I was thinking of more as flotation.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if you're trying to dive down, your limbs are trying to float.
But she has really strong triceps.
American culture is for males. They kind of cling to this, you know, I've got to be over the top macho. And it's a little too bad that it can't be just like, you know what? If you want to play a female character like Lara Croft, don't worry about her gender as much as this is a good game.
That's
character.
Why I like the games that BioWare has been producing, where you can go ahead and choose either or. And the story really doesn't, I mean, overly change for you too terribly much. And the game play is still good. Mm-hmm. And you can just pick whoever you want to play as. And
it
all still holds solid. So, I mean, the option and the ability to have a good game with a female character is obviously there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, because I gotta admit, I don't think that, maybe this is in a roundabout way supporting the concept of what this reporter is saying Activision is doing, but there's not too terribly many good games where there's a female main character. So I can see why those wouldn't sell.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's also, BioWare... Yes, you can choose either or, but they're always marketed with the
male character.
Yeah. Like Shepard, you always see the default male. You never see like a default female, Hawk. Hawk is a male, even though you can also play it as a female.
That's true. I just think that the good thing about that, though, too, is the fact that even though at least it's in there, because then, you know, how often do we hear that the voice acting with the female Shepard was so much better than the male one?
So
everybody started playing the female one then. Not everybody, but a lot of people at least would try her out. You know, and we're like, oh, yeah, this
put her
really
on.
Good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I think that, you know, they're saying that does sell better. So that's sort of the route they have to take. But then they put in the female because it doesn't matter.
And then everyone is happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And gamers. I mean, if most of the male or the demographic you're selling to is male, obviously you're going to market towards those people.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're the ones that are going to buy it.
And at the end of the day, they are still the ones that buy most of the hardcore games. You know, I mean, there's a nice example that I can give as sort of an aside to this is like casual games or casual quote unquote games are mostly played by women, and you will not see any male main characters in that. Diner Dash has a female character.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding Dash has a female main character. All of those.
Wedding Dash?
Wedding Dash.
Like Diner Dash, but
like Diner Dash, but you're a wedding planner and
Or the chocolate disaster.
Hey, I watch Bravo. There are plenty of male wedding planners.
I know. but that's my point. Like, nobody is complaining to the casual gay market that there aren't enough male characters because that's a different market. I mean, it is.
Well, also, those people playing that games might not realize that they could complain.
Although I play Diner Dash and Wedding Dash a lot. I love those games.
Oh, no, I do too. Greg brought home Diner Dash and I was like, I sort of scoffed at it a little bit, and then I sat down and started playing it, and I just sat there for like 3 hours playing Diner Dash.
I picked on Amy Doe, who used to work here, so much because she was so into Diner Dash, and then she showed it to me on the iPhone one day and let me play it for a while, and I instantly downloaded it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, have you tried Chocolate Frenzy yet? It's just like that, but with a chocolate place. So I'm like, ooh.
I like chocolate.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe I only play Chocolate Frenzy once a month.
Wow.
You're such a stereotype. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe Activision does have some kind of unspoken policy. We'll never know.
Hopefully that will be overturned at some point when they realize that they can't.
But honestly, I don't think that is probably the case. I think it's really easy for people to get really upset when they are told by a publisher that they should change their game, when they know that the publisher is wrong, and it's easy for them to kind of grasp these other, this is why, you know, kind of thing when it's not really the case. But yeah, I mean, there were times at Foundation 9 where the studio is like, moving along, making like an RPG or whatever, and then the publisher says, you know what, we've changed our mind, we want a minigame collection now. I mean, happens. It happens. Yes.
Ooh,
like midway through development. Yeah, I mean, these types of things happen, like a lot.
It's crazy to me. Like,
yeah,
you're just going to waste all that money that you were...
Yes.
Whatever.
Well, and time. Could you imagine spending all that time putting...
Well, what happens a lot... Publishers
don't care about time, they care about money.
Exactly. What happens for the independent developers, unfortunately, is now they've got 5 months to make the game.
No, I'm just thinking about the people actually doing the work at these places. You spend all that time and all that effort and weekends and late nights, and then all of a sudden they come in and change the whole thing on you halfway through. I would.
And you still have to meet the same deadline because
I would start crying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would. I'd be so upset.
I would probably just punch them. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I would hit them with a hammer and walk away.
Secretly, but you know that there are a lot of virtual voodoo dolls of publishing and artists are there I'm sure. I'm going to put this virtual pin in you.
Yeah.
I hope it works.
One of the guys that I used to work with, he used to be hilarious to watch when he was on the phone with somebody because his office was right across from mine. And, yeah, I mean, the facial expressions that he would make. Like, if he knew I was watching him when he was on the phone with, like, a publisher being ridiculous, it was priceless.
Is it like being by my desk when you hear me on the phone?
Yeah.
What do you mean? They are out of their mind! I swear to God, I'm going to get up and go over there!
Actually, his was kind of funnier because he would be all, you know, polite and like, yeah, sure, we can do that. And yeah. like... You know, I just made a very angry face at
cursing the sky.
Yes. So this thing happens all the time. But more female characters would be cool.
More female characters would be great. I would love to see that.
More of any other kind of character besides white male would be great.
Yes.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. I don't need a female main character game like only, but I like options. Just give me options so I can pick whoever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that like I can build my own characters in a lot of these games now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm a customization freak.
I am a me too. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else have anything else to add on that topic?
Nope. Negative.
Negative.
Okay. So our
negatory ghostwriter.
Our other quick topic. Because we have to give Jess a chance to call more people names, is
I forgot this one.
Who's it?
Mike Newell, who is pretty
not to be confused with Gabe Newell.
Right, exactly. is a pretty well-respected British director.
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Four Weddings and a Funeral. Great movie.
He did a Harry Potter one, didn't he?
He did the first two? Was
no,
it the first
that
two?
Was Chris Columbus.
Oh,
he did the third one.
So he did the third Harry Potter film. And he recently directed the Prince of Persia movie. He did an interview with computerandvideogames.com, which is a British gaming site, where he basically said that games are stupid and the people who play them all have glazed over eyes. That quote, that is a quote. He said
glazed over eyes?
Glazed over eyes, and that they're
are
mindless.
Are we all smoking pot? What is
and
going on?
That they that games do not have the capability to illustrate human drama the same way
to
that
which
film
I say
does.
Take that Shadow of Colossus.
Here's asshat.
Here's what he also says too, is he admits that he doesn't really know anything about games and he's never played any himself.
Which is weird. Which, why would you go out there and it's like openly saying, criticize something that you have no idea.
That you also openly admit you don't know anything about.
I know nothing about this, but I hate it and I think it's stupid and everybody that does it is stupid.
Yes.
What?
Mel Gibson, what?
What? He did make one good point in the interview, though, and that I completely agree with, and that was that the reason why so many of these video game movies have failed is because the people who are making the movies are really trying to pander to the gamers, and instead of trying to take the story for what it is and make a film out of it.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think you'll find most video game...
Yeah.
Video gamers supporting the fact that we're kind of tired of that.
Yeah.
Right. And we would like to see something.
Yeah, just make a good movie.
Make a good movie with homages towards, like, little bits and pieces of Easter eggs towards the actual game. But I don't think that you need to stick.
You don't need to be that story just in a movie. We already have that story because we've played it. We, you know.
Like the new
something in the same world, you know.
Yeah, like, I mean, Resident Evil movie is literally almost shot for shot identical.
Oh really?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's the same thing that like Disney has been doing with their games lately is basically, well, Toy Story 3 is a big example where they do have a story mode because the movie people wanted it. But they also have this mode that is just you're just playing with the toys, taking the characters and putting them in this completely, you know, appropriate universe but taking them completely out of the narrative, which I think works really well, and I wish more movie inspired games would be made as opposed to movie-based games.
Yeah, well, I think a great example of that, and even though I was upset that they had changed so, like, okay, so Silent Hill, the movie, for me, I was not the hugest fan of because, to me, I really wanted to see it turn out like a Silent Hill 2, at which I felt like the movie was kind of inching towards anyway, just like the way it was presented. And they had changed the main character around so that there was like a mom there and she was chasing after her daughter instead of the father. And I actually was really into having the father be there because I felt that the, you know, dynamic between a father and a daughter would be that, you know, the dad lost the little girl would be much more, you know, impressive than, mom's hunting her daughter. Because, of course, mom's, you know, trying to find kids all the time or something. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? But you just assume, like, it just...
Mom's always chasing children.
Or yell at you for getting tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good story.
Did she get yelled at?
Did she not know?
Well, I've never expressly told her that I had
didn't
gotten...
she post it on Facebook?
Yeah, but she doesn't check my Facebook. Okay.
And then Cassin brought it up in the demo yesterday. Yeah. He's like, hey, that's a great tattoo.
So my mom was sitting there with us in the demo, and he's like, oh, I like your new tattoo. And I'm like, oh. And I, like, look at my mom, and she's just sitting there with this look on her face. I'm like, oh, God.
Thanks.
I'm like, yeah.
And that's why you don't bring your mom to work.
I know, right?
Yes.
But yeah, so back on, like, Silent Hill 2 thing. Like, I was a little hurt over the fact that, you know, as a fangirl for, like, such a hardcore fangirl for Silent Hill 2, that I felt that they changed one of the major issues. I'm not saying that the movie was fantastic by any means, but in my opinion, it was a much more interesting film by doing what it did differently. You know, like, it didn't really stick overly much to any one Silent Hill than trying to please me by pleasing the fangirl that I had become. So, I mean, it was one of those, like, aw, but you know, I'm bummed, but I'm happy situation. And I'd like to see more of those.
Yeah.
I just want to see more good movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting that, a lot of the movies based on games were all on games with little, literally no story. I mean, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, those are horrendous.
What are you talking about? The original Street Fighter was
can you blame them?
I'm talking about Chun-Li.
They got to, like, throw some story together. Like, I don't know. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just tape this together and it will work.
That was his last role as a... Oh God, it was in Street Fighter. I don't know. But also, it's interesting because there seems to be this awkward thing where, and it happens with books and movies, where like the best part of books sometimes won't make the movie.
Oh God, I hate book movies.
Like, yeah,
yeah. The Shining.
I hate them so much.
The best part of the Shining book. If that part of the book never made it with the hedge animals, Jurassic Park.
Well, to be fair on The Shining, though, I actually think Stanley Kubrick's interpretation of that was better than the actual Stephen King written TV miniseries.
Oh, I saw both of them,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. With Stephen Weber in it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not talking about the miniseries. I'm talking about the book in general. Like, yeah. It's interesting that sometimes the best parts of books won't make movies, and there seems to be this disconnect. I think it's sort of the same thing with what's core and like really important to gamers for some reason gets lost in translation in the movie.
That's so, why I watch movie trailers to get ideas for what books I should read.
Interesting.
Well, whenever I see anything based on a book, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go read the book instead of watch this movie.
Yeah. I also think that it's just that, you know, they know now that the gamer demographic, and this also can extend to comic mm-hmm. books that have been transferred into movies for yeah. the most part, that they know that the demographic is there. They're going to buy or go to see the movie no matter what.
Right.
So they're going to do a mm-hmm. rush job, and they're going to bust yeah. it out as easily as they can. They might spend more time on more popular titles because they right. want to have like a good mm-hmm. feedback, but overall, they're just there to like cycle them through.
I was going
to
say, yeah. but comic movies have gotten there.
Way
like,
better.
They're getting better.
Well, comic movies, like, because they do they what have... we want game movies to do now. They right. take the character, and they take, I mean, and you have a big long legacy to draw from, but then they use that as a basis, and then they do
a
completely story, new thing.
Which is why they can then actually make a decent
movie.
Well, and like you said, they have so much more to draw from story-wise and character-wise, yes. mm-hmm. just because the history is there for so many of these like traditional yeah. comics characters.
Yeah, for like 80 years,
I mean,
or whatever.
You know, they have a good head start yeah. versus something like a Street Fighter, which, you know, not so much, you know, but...
I mean, really, when you see
like,
a movie
I think an Uncharted 2 could have easily...
Yeah. When you see a movie made out of something like a Street Fighter or whatever, I mean, you know that is all yeah. just a marketing... Hey, it's an action. Sold a lot, so yeah. let's make a movie out of it.
Totally. Yeah. And I don't expect those movies to be good. Like, yeah. I didn't go to Chun-Li thinking it's going to be good.
Right.
You know,
did you actually go see it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did. In the theater.
Oh, no.
And it was horrendous. It was so bad, it was actually funny. Like,
oh, that's kind of good. At least you get a laugh out of it.
Oh, totally. And that's actually what I expected going in to see it, so I wasn't too terribly shocked. But
is it the kind of movie you want to go in a little buzz? Like, you want to have, like, a glass of wine or two?
I want to go into every movie with a little buzz.
Like, makes it better.
There's not any movie out there.
No, I know someone who went through a string of bad movies that came out last summer. They're all stupid action movies, and so they would go to dinner with their boyfriend, and then have a couple glasses of wine, and then they'd go in there and just laugh themselves silly from the beginning to end. Because like G.I. Joe is not going to be an amazing movie, but if we're just a little tipsy, yeah. we'll at least.
God, I was
fun.
So bored during G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I couldn't even handle watching it on the plane. I'm locked in the air for like 10 hours, and I still can't bring myself to spend three of those to watch G.I. Joe, or two of those to watch G.I. Joe.
Whenever I have the option, I always watch super old Disney movies. They're like Aristocats. Oh, wow. Like, this is going to be way better than anything else they've released.
Aristocats did not hold
lately.
Up, though, man.
No, it
I
did. Are you kidding?
I was a kid, and then
I still love it. Oh. Anything Disney that was a cartoon, I still love.
I hate anthropomorphic animals, so I refuse to watch. Like,
but they're so cute.
Oh, no, they're so... Oh, I don't like
I
them.
Like Revenge of the
Dog,
or was it Revenge of the Dogs? What's the one?
What?
Like,
cats oh, dogs? Kitty cats. Galore. Revenge of the
Kitty
Galore.
Of Kitty Galore. I will never see that. I hate Lady and the Tramp. I wouldn't I hate Bambi.
I liked Lady and the Tramp.
I hate Aristocats. I hate...
All Disney movies.
The only anthropomorphic animal movie I've ever enjoyed, which also scared the crap out of me and still does, would be The Secret of Nim.
Oh, yeah. Secret of Nim. Such a good movie.
Oh, my God. That movie is terrifying.
It is kind of a weird thing to watch when you're a kid.
That's way different than the book.
Yes.
I don't remember the movie, but I
never read the book, but I thought the movie was phenomenal. So if the movie's good, the book must be great.
Yeah.
The book is great.
Yeah.
It made me cry.
Yeah.
Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim.
Yes.
What it... Oh, man. I got goosebumps. Oh, getting all emotional.
We totally got sidetracked.
Yes, we did. For the first time. Oh, no.
The point is not for the original time, Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme is amazing, and everyone should go rent it. I would buy it, but I would rent it. Because
Netflix that.
Yeah, exactly. You can see Raul Julia as, what is the main bad guy in Street Fighter whose name is totally eluding me?
I don't really like Street Fighter.
Bison? So.
Bison, yes. He plays Bison. You get to see
him. That was Jessica Chobot, everybody.
If you didn't know. Yeah, with his His boots that let him fly around.
Wow. Jet boots.
Yeah, his jet boots.
His jet boots.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to buy some jet boots, please.
In other words, okay, so we're all in consensus that what's his face is just talking
is
out
wrong.
Of his ass.
Yeah. Well, not only that, I felt more emotion with some video games than I've ever felt it.
Some movies.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, Mike Newell, I would like to tell you that my eyes glazed over while watching Mona Lisa Smile.
Like, I really...
Oh, snap!
Yeah. I was going to say, I really felt emotionally connected with Uncharted 2, probably much more than his Prince of Persia movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? There was obviously, one other thing that I saw that he directed that I was like, wait, really? It was right in the Mona Lisa Smile time period that I was like, that was... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa Smile.
And I didn't like your Harry Potter movie, so there.
It was like the chick movie for like it was their like string tugging sort of
feministy type.
So it was like Julia Roberts.
She's like a single woman teacher
and,
like in the '50s.
She's always
Kirsten Dunst.
She's always I can't watch any
That is Mona Lisa.
I thought so what are you talking about? Sorry.
That's
Mona Lisa. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying a movie like that, but
well,
okay.
No, like Secrets of the ISS. You said Secrets of the ISS, or whatever. It was in that same sort of vein of sort of thing.
I can't stomach
ladies.
Julia Roberts movies anymore.
Let's all drink wine.
So you're not gonna go see Eat, Love, Pray?
No, hell no.
First of all, that book is terrible.
I've not read it.
It is terrible. Do not read it. Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh,
hated that book.
Okay. I just can't.
I don't know why I would ever want. I would. Yeah.
With the
don't
word see "pray" the in the title.
That's probably a good rule of thumb.
No
actually,
no offense to anybody out there who is Christian, but that is just my.
I'm just tired of these like middle this like.
The midlife crisis.
The midlife crisis vagina monologue. Women find herself bullshit.
Through men. I mean, the whole thing, and like she basically gets divorced. She
Julia
wakes up
Roberts
one day.
Gets her groove back.
Oh, totally. It's totally what it is. Oh. And, you know, she gets divorced. Oh, I can't be married anymore. I have to go find myself in Italy and India and Bali.
It makes
and who does she meet
else?
In every country? A man.
Yeah.
And it's...
It makes so much sense that she's such good friends with Susan Sarandon, doesn't it?
Who, Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Yeah. Although Julia Roberts actually in an interview with Entertainment Tonight was kind of like, you know, you don't actually have to go all the way to Bali to find yourself. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she just did the movie to get a paycheck.
Go to Japantown. Go to
But I have serious issues with that book. I do not like it.
On rich people having emotional crises. I just don't really get into all that. It's like my own personal drama. Yeah, I'm not very interested.
No. Like, I don't care about you.
Yeah.
All right. If I wanted to hear your problems, I'd go to the bar. Talking to you.
All right, let's move on.
There's been a lot of booze in this.
Dude, I was banished.
And I think we're all thinking about the meet and greet.
Yeah.
Later today.
Right, there's that. And also for the entire month, part of the whole most hellacious month of my life being July, part of that was I was not allowed to drink at all for the entire month.
Why?
Oh. Not including soda either. I had to drink
medical
water,
reasons.
Which I hate water. I had to drink water. That was it for
Why?
A month. Because of medical issues. Yeah.
Let's stop.
Nothing.
Let's go to questions.
Basically, it was I hate water, so I never drink it. Because I always drink soda and alcohol because of...
I drink soda and alcohol. And I wonder why I have problems.
And that's it. And basically, the doctors were like, you know, you don't feel good because
your kidneys
are dying. And maybe you should start drinking water. So we're putting you on a water diet. And I was like, oh, Lord.
What about tea? If you like tea, that's...
Tea has caffeine. It can dehydrate you.
That's true.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to questions.
God, that was so horrible.
So our first question comes to us from Joshua. Joshua wants to know if we can suggest any games on Facebook or iPhone that his friend would like to play. She currently plays Farmville, but she's getting bored of it. And he doesn't want her to leave gaming or, you know, put her onto something that she wouldn't enjoy it because... she might stop. Facebook games specifically, I would suggest My Tribe, which I have said on here before.
Frontierville.
If she's getting sick of Farmville, Frontierville is definitely more complex than Farmville, so I would give it a try. I also found a new game this week, which is actually pretty cool. It's called Flutter, which is actually kind of reminiscent of Flower on the PS3, except that you are a butterfly. and you're trying to like relaunch an ecosystem. Ooh.
Will you send me a link to that? I'm interested in trying that.
So that one's pretty cool.
Plants vs. Zombies. I don't know if it's Facebook. Right. It is an iPhone game.
Yeah. So Plants vs. Zombies for sure.
Chictionary on the iPhone or iPad is fantastic. Yeah. It's like a word scramble kind of game.
But with chickens.
But with chickens.
And oh, the sound.
Chicken sound effects.
Just does it wonderfully.
Oh, do I have my phone with me? I'll just play it.
No.
You do it better.
We want your... Your,
it's been a while. I think it was like, what? Ka-ka?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that game.
Anyone else watch Arrested? Angry Birds or did anyone else watch Arrested Development? Where they all have their different chicken noises?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, you got to watch it because they all have chicken imitations. One that someone is a chicken, and then and none of them are remotely anything like chickens. They're the most sassy things. And it's very funny.
I love that show.
Yeah. as far as other games, too, if she'd be into like just casual like downloadable PC games, mm-hmm. Diner Dash, Wedding Dash, pretty much anything that Play First does or anything that PopCap does.
And speaking of stuff that Play First didn't develop it, they published it, but if you want to get her into like kind of adventure things, like a new very good adventure game is Emerald City Confidential, which was it's a cool kind of little noir adventure game set in the Wizard of Oz.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's very good.
That actually sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Hopefully that helps out. Next question comes to us from Andrew.
And it has a woman as the main character.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Pretty much all of Play First games have the woman as the main character. So next question comes to us from Andrew. Andrew says he's bored because he's 100% at Red Dead and the online isn't what it was cut out to be. So he needs help choosing a game to keep him busy while he waits for Halo Reach and Fallout New Vegas.
I think new DLC on Red Dead's coming out real soon, too, actually.
Just maps, though. If he doesn't like the multiplayer, he won't
new characters and stuff.
Want it.
Really? Just maps?
For the one that just... I don't know if it was... I can't remember the name of it now.
We just announced something on Daily Fix where the new characters and all that stuff is ready to come out soon, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what he has played, but
there's a couple of
new ones.
Right. If he likes the style of Red Dead, but doesn't want... You know, like Bully, if he didn't play Bully... I liked Bully a lot. Yeah. Did you like Bully?
I'm sure it's cheap. Yeah. I get annoyed with any game that pleases you too much. And I found the, what are they called?
The
prefect. Yeah. Really annoying. Oh, okay. I just wanted to punch them all in the face.
I
did a couple times.
Mass Effect 2 is
too bad you can't do that in Harry Potter.
Punch them in the face. Oh, man. You should totally be able to. Maybe in the third one, on the sixth one. Because, I mean, you can kill people.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, should but be Bully, able to punch Bully someone. Is another. I mean, it's Rockstar. Yeah,
Limbo,
it's a Rockstar game.
Limbo is awesome.
I love Limbo.
Yeah, I download that one.
Deathspank's pretty good too. It's a download.
Yeah,
editors really liked Mass Effect. I feel like I'm the only one.
Yeah, if you haven't played Mass Effect 2, definitely get it.
Either you're not alone.
Oh, okay,
I love that game.
I haven't either.
So good.
Because I don't have an Xbox and my PC is.
God, I love that game.
I tried playing the first Mass Effect like twice. Like I started it
a lot of people say that, and I just kept pushing. Like I would bug Clements every day. Are you playing it again? Like until he finally finished it, and he was very happy that he did.
You know when it gets good is once you finally kill the matriarch. Once you get past that point,
Benezia,
it all of a sudden it like everything clicks, and then you're just it wasn't
so much that I didn't like the story or any. I don't know what it was, but you guys have convinced me to give it another try.
Give it another so good. And at least get past her. And it gets. See, my whole thing was I actually quit, and then didn't play for like a year until they announced at E3 like a year or two ago that they were coming out with 2, and then I was like, well, shit, I want to. Oops.
That's okay.
Yeah. My bad. But I want to bring my character over for 2, so I better finish 1. So I actually pulled the developers aside, and I was like, at the time, and I was like, I really, really want to do this, but I just can't get into it. Like, I keep trying to kill Benezia, and she's being a pain in my butt. Like, I can't stand her, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And the thing was, I had to, like, I'm used to games like JRPGs, where as long as you follow the storyline, the main storyline, you level up enough that you can go ahead and go through. And this was really hard for me because I couldn't wrap my mind around the fact that I absolutely have to go do side quests in order to level up well enough in order to follow the main storyline.
Yeah.
So,
well, didn't you go there first? Which is,
I went straight
hard.
I basically followed the whole story, the like main storyline, which brought me to her really early. Yeah. And she just was destroying me. And then I started going and exploring all these planets and finding all this stuff with the Mako and like upgrading all my equipment. And then by the time I went back,
that's what really turned me off.
But really, honestly, yeah. I hated the Mako too. I know, Jess, you actually liked it, but I couldn't stand combat in it.
Yeah.
Just run away from everything.
Or run
them over. It's super easy. Yeah. I mean, well, that's along the way you will run somebody over, but I mean, running away from them makes it so much easier. It goes so much faster. Although I will say one thing, it was on Pharos, I believe. No, not Pharos. It was on Snowy one.
Oh,
the one with Benezia.
Oh man,
Novaria.
Yeah.
And so I was, running away from everything as usual on the snowy peak road, and I get to the garage area or whatever. So you have to get out of the car and go because the garage is broken. And my AI people are still busy trying to attack this turret that is out on the mountainside. Not even attacking us. It's like around the corner. But for some reason, they are programmed to go get it. And so I'm like going in through the garage trying to kill 1,000 people in this garage by myself. And like, where are my people? Where are they? And then I'm turning around. I like turn and run back. And they're just like aiming at this door that is closed. And I was like... What are you doing? And so eventually I had to go back, kill that one turret, and then go.
I had a few glitches like
that. Yeah, it's so weird.
I actually had a few glitches like that in 2 as well, but they're obviously cleaned up to the point where it's pretty nice. But anyway, so I get, I finally go back to her. Uh-huh. So I like give this all a shot. I'm like, I'm going to go and level up. Oh, I hate this leveling up. I hate being forced to do it. I get back to her. I am so leveled up. I like... could fart in her face and turn her to dust. Like, I'm so, like, beyond, like, there's no way. So, but then right after I had managed to kill her, it seemed like everything sort of balanced itself out, and I got the rhythm of the game, and so that's when it became really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have convinced me. I'm going to give it another try after I 100% Lego Harry Potter. okay, next question comes to us from Samad. Samad is a student. And he wants to know how to get into video games journalism.
Right.
Yeah.
Writing. Work on your writing skills. Practice because writing. I will say this, anytime that anywhere that I've been has ever posted a thing, you get a ton of half illiterate emails being like, I'd be awesome for this game, for this job, because I really love video games. And it is about so much more than playing games.
Yes.
Like just loving playing games
That's the base.
Yeah, that's the and that's not that is not a qualification.
And even
I mean, you need to like you if do you don't need to like games, video you need to games, like games, but you need to
you need to be able to write a coherent sentence.
Yes,
and be and many of them in a row, and many times.
Yeah, sorry,
a day.
Not just one sentence. Yeah.
And sort of quickly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's that's the biggest thing. You know, your English teachers, when they're studying, they're telling you that's it's a valuable skill. I actually wish that I could go back in time and tell my former junior high students that it's like, someday, because I can write, I will be writing about video games, because a bunch of 15-year-old boys
would love that, find that actually
a motivation.
It's not necessary, but I still would be a proponent of getting a journalism degree. I have one, and I have found
I think that
valuable.
Or just communications degree in general.
Or communications,
If you're serious about writing for games, you need to really evaluate. Do you really want to write for games? Because if you're trying out for an editor position, that is what you will be doing. So if you don't like writing, if English was not your favorite subject, you might find yourself struggling.
That would when you would be going to like a programming or some other sort of element that's still in the games industry, but
also it's a very, very small community. Like, you're gonna in order to do it, like what I always tell everyone is to start finding places where you can write, that you're gonna be writing for free to start with, but start and do regular work for those people and be reliable, because if you're not reliable, it's a very tiny industry, and we all talk to each other and
they will know.
I know people at every of the any other game publication that you can think of, I know someone there, and we will chat because we all get along for the most part, and it'll be like, hey, I'm thinking about using this person, have you ever worked with them? And there are some people who I'm like, they're awesome, you should totally work with them, and there's some people that I'd say I would never ever use that person again.
And you know, you can start trying to write for free anytime that you want, you know. Just send a note to the editors. There's contact information on pretty much all of the sites. So
I know people who have started working in the industry as young as 16, which is tough to do just from a legal standpoint now. But one of the longest people that I've known, he's now 30. And that was when he started working in the industry. Yeah. He's at age 16.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Next question comes to us from Jeremy. Jeremy wants to know what we think about exclusives, as in a certain game only appearing on one platform. Oh, and by the way, he says, Jessica Chobot is Supreme Commander, and she was chosen by the gods.
Thank you.
Does this mean we all have to do what you
I'm
say now?
I'm going to send that email to my mom. Yeah. And be like, see?
You're a god.
Be proud of me, Mom.
I don't have an issue with exclusive. Well, most any game that is exclusive these days is because it is made by the platform.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you're never going to see
God of War on the Wii.
God of War on the Wii. You're never going to see Halo
on anything.
On the PS3. Yeah, and, you know, unless one of these companies, you know, does a Sega. That's the only way that that would happen.
So. Pulls a Square. Some Final Fantasy 13 ones.
Here, I will say, though, that we may be the wrong group of people because, with the exception of Megan, I think we all own both. So it doesn't.
So we don't care. Because we're like, sure, if there's an exclusive, I'll just buy it.
It's so like, rare to get an exclusive now. It's like it's like a matter of time before, like, for a long time, Pac-Man Championship was only on XBLA. It was like exclusively for that, and it was advertised as that. Mm-hmm. And now it's actually being ported over to PSN.
Yeah, a lot of them do get ported over eventually.
Yeah, because I mean, what it comes down to for the third-party publishers is there's no real reason for them to just be on one platform. Yeah. They're just limiting their audience.
So that's why you'll see it's mostly
limited time exclusivity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, all right, we got time for one more, and then we get to go all drink and
woohoo,
and
eat beef jerky. Nom nom.
Yeah,
I love jerky.
You know what I'm going to be eating is some fried pickles.
I need.
Oh, can I have some?
Yes, we're going to share.
Yay! I love pickles.
Okay, so last question for today comes to us from Ryan. Ryan wants to know what our opinions are on the inclusion of DRM in games. Do we think DRM makes sense for single-player only games like Assassin's Creed 2, where you never actually need an internet connection for the game? That's a tricky thing. I mean, obviously the publishers have to do something.
They don't want to lose all their money to pirates.
But I kind of feel like it's the same thing like music people were doing. Remember the CDs?
Yeah.
Sony, with all the stuff Sony did with CDs, like four and 5 years back, where they had this awful thing and it was really hard to burn. I don't know. It was just really stupid.
You could only like burn it twice or something.
Yeah, it was something stupid and it was ridiculous. And
it's hard because you can't begrudge them the fact that they want to keep their game from being pirated.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they go to such extreme measures that you just sort of want to, you know, give them a little slap in the face and go, hello.
Yeah.
You're punishing everybody that's going to buy your game, but now maybe they won't buy your game. Maybe they'll go pirate it because it still will be
pirated.
Yeah. Sorry, but it will happen.
Yeah. It's not solving that problem.
Yeah. They just need to find a good solution. I don't know what it is.
No, I feel like what it is it's going to be something like Blizzard does it really well, where it's like you can download any Blizzard game any number of times. You just can't play it without your login.
That's
and
a good
you have to play your thing. Yeah. So like,
well, I think that I don't know if this is the same question. I know that there was another question that we got where somebody said that they have a shoddy. Yeah, this is him. Mm-hmm. He says he has issues with Comcast and quite often loses his internet connection for no reason. So the ones that make you stay online for the whole time, like you can't play because he loses
another thing. I didn't realize it was a DRM at the time, obviously, because I was very young. But when I played Quest for Glory, in Quest for Glory 4, they have the game manual. And basically, you just had to have the manual in order to play the game because there was certain combinations of elements or something that you needed to know. Mm-hmm. And it changed every time in the game. So you needed to have the manual there with you to look over, you know, what was going on. Obviously, now with the internet, that's gone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was kind of something cool back then where you didn't really think of it as a negative sort of thing.
Right.
But that's sort of what it was.
I don't have a problem with DRM if people could figure out how to make it in ways that didn't
make
break
it
the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And punish the people who are buying the game. Yeah. But it doesn't, they all seem to screw it up every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EA.
I think you got a little EA caught in your throat. Sorry.
Oopsie.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up for today so that we can all drink. Thanks for listening. Quick reminder.
That was very high.
We will sorry. Be at PAX.
Not as high as I'm going to be.
No. Oh, whoa! No.
Okay.
That was a joke. Only on one glass of wine. Because I have to go pick up my child from daycare then.
Mommies!
Why are you stuffing me?
Yeah, so we will be at PAX. So if you're going to PAX, look for us there. Our panel is scheduled to be on Friday night at 8 o'clock in the Serpent Theater. They haven't posted the full schedule on the site yet, but they said they're going to be doing that
I'm excited
very soon.
And kind of scared.
I'm very excited.
Because so, yeah, I've never been to PAX.
I've never been hosting a panel.
And for those of you who can't make it, we're going to be taping it. So you'll be able to see it on IGN eventually.
Woo!
Yeah, so thanks for listening. If you've got questions, comments, or feedback, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can also sign up for my IGN.
And follow and all of
follow
us.
Follow all of us.
Yes.
Personally, our usernames are on our Facebook page. So, and we're all listed on the editor page too.
And yeah, if you just go people.ign.com, you should be able to find all of us.
I don't know.
We're
if
girls,
I am.
So we're usually pretty, pretty high up there.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening, and we will be back with you next week. Bye.